Of the magic cuckoo, here's Uncle Bill Adams.
Hello, pretenders. Say, when you call somebody cuckoo, do you mean he's bright? No, I guess not. And if somebody had a chance to have all the money he wanted and turned down the chance, some folks might say he was cuckoo. However, if you really want to find out who's cuckoo, maybe we better get on with the story. Jack Grimes, do you want to tell us how we'll travel to Let's Pretend?
Well, I'd like to go on a dirigible.
Well, that's a very nice, airy way to travel. Gwen, would you take charge of the magic and get us in a dirigible?
Certainly, Uncle Bill. Magical sound men, a fine big silver dirigible, please, with a cabin big enough for all of us. One, two, three. Okay, into the cabin now, everybody. Let's boost the boys and up we go to Let's Pretend and the Magic Cuckoo. Ready? Well, let's go.
Once upon a time, in a far-off country, in the days when magic still popped up now and then, there were two brothers, Hector and Garth. They had a little shoemaking shop which their father had left them. But through no fault of their own, business grew worse and worse. Now, on a cold day in autumn, they sit before a cold fireplace, very discouraged.
Oh, yes, I'll admit it, Hector. Things do look pretty dismal.
Well, when you admit it, Garth, it's plain they're about as bad as they can be.
Oh, now, wait, brother, I didn't mean that.
They are, and you know it, Garth. We haven't a scrap of leather in the shop. We can't make new shoes. We can't repair old ones. We haven't one penny to buy leather. Not a penny to buy anything. Leather, supplies, even food.
Oh, I know, Hector, but still...
Looks to me as if we're just going to sit here and starve or freeze to death.
Oh, something will turn up. Besides, we have a loaf of bread and some tea left in the box. We certainly aren't going to freeze while we still have that great log from the old oak tree. Maybe we ought to put the log on now and cheer ourselves with the warmth.
Hello, you dark old mule.
Listen, that's Farmer Bleak. We forgot those shoes of his that we fixed.
Fixed, if you can call it that.
Good day to you, Farmer Bleak.
Don't know what's good about it. You got those shoes of mine ready?
Yes, sir, indeed we have, Mr. Bleak. They're all ready and waiting.
Yes, here you are, Mr. Bleak.
What in tarnation is this?
Please don't get upset, Mr. Bleak.
Upset? One shoe half soled and only a patch on the other? What's the meaning of this? Is this the way to fix a pair of shoes?
Mr. Bleak, we hope that when we explained... You see, we just didn't have any more leather. So we thought if we fixed the shoes as best we could, temporarily, well, then with the money you paid us, we could buy more leather and fix them properly, for no charge at all.
With the money I pay you. You think I'll pay good money for this sort of job?
Well, we don't ask much, Mr. Bleak, just a few pennies.
A few pennies, huh? I wouldn't give you a thank you for this kind of work. Shoemakers, huh?
Well, I told you it wouldn't work, Garth.
Well, we had a try.
Get up now, mule. Confound you,
Ben! There goes our last hope of money.
Yes. Last I see at the moment, anyway.
Money, Garth. It's the most important thing in the world, that's all. Without it, you might as well be dead.
Oh, come now, Hector. Money is not that important. I'd rather have health or peace of mind any day.
Can you eat health?
Good afternoon, Hector. Hello, Garth.
Fairly.
Why, it's good to see a smiling face.
Yes, it's good to know somebody has something to smile about.
Dear me, you sound depressed. It's a good thing I decided to bring over some of the cookies Mother just baked.
Fresh cookies. Say, we can brew some tea to have with them.
The last of the tea. All right. Why not?
My goodness, it's cold in here. Haven't you any more wood for the fireplace?
We have indeed. The last big log from the old oak. Come on, Hector. Let's bring it in and have ourselves a roaring fire.
Oh, all right.
You'll be surprised how it cheers you up, Hector.
The only thing that would cheer me is money.
Here we are. Grab that end, Hector.
Right. Now, it's heavy. Let's put it down here.
people off these old branches now.
What on earth?
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
And how do you do? And how's the world using you?
Good heavens above, a bird.
And he talks.
He just appeared out of nowhere.
And there he sits on the log.
Who are you, little bird, and how is it that you can talk?
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a bird most unusual. Truly, I am.
A cuckoo.
Yes,
cuckoo.
I'm cuckoo. I fly around the world doing good where I can.
A cuckoo.
Indeed, yes. I'm cuckoo. I can bring you a gift, whatever you ask. Be it health, fame, or wealth. For me, it's no task. Don't be bashful or shy. Speak up, all of you. Tell cuckoo. Sweet cuckoo. I'm cuckoo.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You really grant wishes?
What do you charge?
Wonderful?
Yes.
Grant wishes?
Of course. What do I charge? Oh, foolish man. I ask nothing but a place by your fire throughout the long winter. That's all you want?
Well, it's a bargain.
A bargain indeed.
I should think so.
Very well. Now, what will you have? A pretty maiden, you first. What will you wish?
Me first? Oh, dear, I can't think. To be beautiful, rich. Oh, no. No, you ask them first.
Very well. I would not have you waste your wish. You are beautiful already.
Oh, no, not the way I mean.
Elder brother, your wish then. What do you want most in the world?
What do I want? Well, that's easy. Money, money, and then more money. So I need never want again.
Oh, money. The easiest wish of all.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
What? And look. Look down the table. Piles and piles of gold. Sally. Scott, look.
Oh, it's wonderful. Beyond believing. Hector, you lucky man.
Now for you, younger brother. What will you have? Would you have gold, too? Or fame? Or what?
Fame? Why should I want that? Gold? Only a moment ago I was telling Hector, well, it's not nearly so important as other things. Peace of mind, contentment. So that's what I want, little bird. A happy, peaceful mind and a heart to enjoy what I have and share it with others.
Wise man. Your wish will be granted.
Cuckoo.
Why, all of a sudden I'm wearing a new vest. But such a curious vest.
Oh, cuckoo, I've decided. I know what I want. I do want to be beautiful. Beautiful as a princess or a great lady.
So you've decided. Well,
cuckoo.
Why, fairly.
Oh, long golden curls. Oh, but I have to have a mirror now. A mirror. Where's the mirror?
Everyone happy now? Then I'll take my place on the hearth. In the morning, call me.
And what shall we call you?
Call cuckoo. It's cuckoo. Sweet cuckoo.
All right. Fairly? Fairly, will you stop looking into that mirror for a minute and listen to me? You're the most beautiful wife a man could wish, and I'm as lucky as a man can be. A lovely wife, plus all the gold the cuckoo left. That's why I want us to go to the city now, where we can really get some good out of our money.
Hector, you want us to go to the city to live?
Well, wouldn't you like to live in a fine house instead of this poor cottage? Ride in a fine carriage? Go to parties with the nobility?
My goodness, could we do all that?
With my money, I should think so. So, you agree? We go?
But what about Darth? Will he want to?
Well, we can ask him, but I don't know. Anyway, who cares? I'm the one you married, not Garth.
Yes, of course, but if we leave, what will happen to the shop? Can Garth manage alone?
Of course, why not? Listen, Fairly, wouldn't you like the kind of clothes that would match your beauty now? Silk and satin, brocade and velvet? Think of yourself standing in a great ballroom. Lords and ladies curtsying and bowing before you.
It would be wonderful, all right.
Well, I've got some fine leather from the tannery. Shall we get to work on some new shoes, Hector?
No, not I, Garth. I'm through with shoemaking. Ellie and I are going to the city.
What?
You can come along too, Garth. Please do. Oh, we can really be happy there.
But I'm happy here. I thought you were, too.
Not anymore, Garth. If you want to stay here, do. But Fairly and I are going at once. So make up your mind, brother. And quickly.
fishing would be good today. Is that a bite? Oh, no. Today just isn't my day, I guess. Well, who's that richly dressed man? Good day to you, stranger.
Who speaks? Who's here?
Why, my name's Garth, stranger. What's yours?
What's mine? Do you not see who I am, man?
I see you're a man, yes, of course, but what's your name?
I am the king of this realm.
For heaven's sake. But what is the king doing out here in the rough woods?
Oh, I stood all the quarreling I could. I told him to stop the carriage and let me out so I could have at least a moment of quiet. But I know Vidalia. She'll have the carriage back here in no time.
Vidalia? You mean the queen?
Yes, I mean the... Just a minute now. You speak with a good deal of impertinence, fellow, and kindly address me as your royal highness.
You really like such a long handle for your name.
Long?
But see here, if you're the king, why do you look so unhappy? I thought kings were happy fellows.
Happy? What should I be happy about? Give me one reason for smiling.
Well, it's a fine day. That's one reason. And for another, these are pleasant woods. You've just met a friendly stranger. Why not smile?
Well, why not, indeed? How curious. How very, very curious.
A smile is beginning to grow on your face already.
That's right. Let it spread. But why should this be? Well, until I started speaking with you, I was as unhappy as I've ever been. Now, for some strange reason, I'm actually happy.
Want to know the strange reason?
You can tell me.
Sure. You see, it's this way. Last fall, a wonderful bird gave me this vest I wear. A vest all lined with soft green leaves. Well, I'd asked for the gift of contentment and peace of mind. Well, sir, that cuckoo gave it to me.
The man was cuckoo?
No, indeed. The bird was cuckoo.
I don't understand.
I don't really understand myself. Who can understand magic? But these are the facts. This cuckoo gave me this vest lined with green leaves. And ever since I put it on, well, I've known as great a contentment as anyone could imagine.
Well, it would take more than green leaves to make me feel contented.
I wonder. What's so wrong in your life?
What's so wrong? Well, why I should be telling you, I can't imagine. But everything is wrong. The courtiers squabble all day long. The servants want more pay. A scoundrel wants to marry my daughter. The queen wants more jewels. The royal treasury is almost empty.
My. And I'd always thought royalty had such a good life.
No one has a worse one.
Well, everybody has trouble of one kind or another. You have yours. I have mine.
You?
Of course. You see, my brother asked the cuckoo for gold. And as soon as he got it, he and Fairly got married and went off to the city.
Oh.
Now I'm all alone in the shoemaking shop and... Well, business still isn't good.
Too bad.
But I'm healthy and spring is here. It'll all work out somehow. For the best, too, I'll wager.
God, that is what you said your name was.
Yes.
Will you do me a very great favor?
Why, of course, if I'm able.
I need more of your wisdom, your... whatever it is. Come with me to the palace for a while.
All right now, husband. Are you ready to act civilized and get back in the carriage?
It's the queen. All right, Vidalia, just a moment. Will you come, Garth?
Invited by the king himself to visit the palace? Well, thank you, sir. I'd be happy to pay you a visit.
Will you hurry?
Thank you, Garth. Yes, we're coming. This way, Garth.
Well, who in the world have you with you?
My dear, a new friend I found down by the brook. His name is Garth.
Hmm.
Garth, Her Majesty Queen Vidalia.
Happy to know you.
For heaven's sake. And he shakes my hand instead of kissing it.
Why should I kiss your hand? I just want to be your friend.
Just want to be my... But how strange. I like that.
Of course. Friendliness is a fine feeling.
Yes, of course. But that's curious. I wanted new rings. I said I had to have more rings. But somehow that warm, friendly grasp makes my hand feel better than all the rings in the world. Husband, I don't want any more jewels.
Garth, did I ask you to come to the castle for a little while? I meant for the rest of your life.
Oh, now, wait a moment.
No arguments. Driver, to the castle!
And now, before we go on with the second act of The Magic Cuckoo, here's Warren Sweeney with a reminder for you. Yes, pretenders, to be serious for just a moment. It's a reminder of how you and your family can do something that will help bring happiness in the place of sadness. It's very sad,
that there are many boys and girls who are unable to run and play because they're crippled. But the money that's received from the sale of Easter seals goes to help cure those boys and girls so they can walk again. Remind your parents to be sure to buy Easter seals this year. But now, back to the second act of the Magic Cuckoo and Uncle Bill Adams. When the Magic Cuckoo granted their wishes for gold and beauty, Hector and Fairlie went off to the city where they planned to live in splendor. Guard, who had asked only for contentment, had no desire to go to the city. But after a chance meeting with a king, he suddenly finds himself not only in the city, but with a suite all his own in the castle. Now he's there, arguing a little with the valet the king assigned to him.
Oh, please, sir, if you'll excuse me, you really must get rid of that vest you're wearing.
Now, Peter, that's one thing we better get straight right away. This vest I wear is my most precious possession.
Oh, sir, you must be joking. Why, it's a ragged-looking thing. And with all those green leaves sewed inside it, it's not fit to wear anywhere near the king. Now you're living in the castle, you must dress as befits a friend of the king.
I'll wear a richer shirt, richer trousers, if you insist, Peter. But I'll always wear this vest. Why, it's this ragged vest that gives me my peace of mind.
Yes, yes, I've known many a gentleman get to fondness for some ragged article of clothing, but it just won't do so, really.
Please, Peter, let's forget the vest. Now tell me, have you had any luck at all in locating those people I asked you about?
Oh, that gentleman called Hector and his lady?
Yes, that's right. They're sure to be somewhere in the city. Well, they came 4 or 5 months ago.
Yes, sir, I did find out that much. They bought a house, too, and a couple of carriages.
Where's the house? Tell me quickly, I'll go visit them at once.
Well, sir, I'm sorry, but it wouldn't be any use. The gentleman and his lady have already left.
Left? For where?
Well, that's something nobody knows, sir. They were here, true enough, for 4 or 5 months, but just a few days ago, they suddenly left. It would look, sir, as though they'd spent all their money.
But how could they have? The cuckoo gave Hector piles and piles of gold.
The cuckoo, sir?
Oh, never mind. What could have happened?
Sir, will you please let me have that vest? I could get you such a fine one to replace it.
No, really? No, Peter. You must forget this vest. If I lose it, I lose everything. Now, would you please see if you can find out where Hector and his lady have gone?
Very well, sir. I'll go at once. And I'll get that vest, too, sometime when you're sleeping.
Huh? What's that?
Nothing, sir. I go to inquire about your friend. I'll let you know as soon as I discover anything.
Yes, do that. I must know they're well and happy. They must be. They can't be in trouble. I just won't believe it.
Oh, Hector, I simply can't go any further tonight.
Well, you'll have to. We can't sleep in the forest.
Oh, I could sleep standing up. I'm so weary. Oh, how foolish you were to sell all the horses.
You act as though I did it by choice. I had to sell them. Or would you rather be in jail right now for non-payment of bills?
Where did all the gold go? I thought there was an endless amount of it.
Yes, yes. The way you bought clothes made that clear.
It wasn't the clothes. It was those parties you gave. Why, you spent a fortune on each one.
Was there any other way to get the nobles to come?
They didn't come anyway, did they? Some success you made of life in the city, I must say.
Oh, fairly be still. Help me look for a place where we'll be sheltered for the night.
Good afternoon, noble lord and lady.
Who? What?
A little old lady, but... Where did you come from, old lady? We didn't hear you at all.
I don't wonder. The leaves of the forest make soft walking, especially against hard words.
Oh, you heard us then.
Oh, we were just having a little argument.
Oh, yes. A little argument because you're tired and so cold.
Oh, I'm so terribly tired.
And hungry and thirsty.
Well, how very fortunate we met. Look what I was even now taking to my cottage just beyond the glade. A flask of homemade mead. Now a drink of that will perk you up like magic.
I never tasted mead.
I have, and I would welcome a drink.
I have one cup for the noble lady.
Oh, and here's my gold-rimmed cup for me.
Ah. Then here you are, my lady, and your cup, my lord.
Thank you. Oh, that's good.
It's a little chocolate.
Well, it might seem so at first. Tell me, how did it happen that you two fine people are here in the woods?
Well, we started out in a carriage, and And then...
What? Fairly, what's the matter?
Oh, kind sir, the lady is weary. She's tired. Let's help her to lie down here and rest a bit.
Well, all right, but... Oh, Fairly, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sound asleep.
Perhaps you'd better rest a little too, sir.
Me? No. I'm fine. Fine as dead here. Just want to sit down and rest my head against this tree.
Fine, Daddy. Stupid fools.
Who in the world are these people?
Quiet, son, quiet. The noble lady and gentleman are resting.
Resting? Looks to me like a case of your homemade mead again.
How did you guess? But you got here just in time. Now help me get all their jewelry off of them.
Oh, they do have plenty of rings and things. Thank goodness. After the bad luck I had in the city.
Didn't you get anything?
Well, only odds and ends, including this worn-out vest.
A vest? Who wants that mangy thing?
Well, I was passing the castle. A valet came out, started to throw it away. He saw me and said he'd been going crazy trying to get it away from his master. Gave me a gold piece to carry it off.
Well, the gold piece is fine anyway. But come on now. Let's get that brocade coat off our noble lord here. Mm-hmm. I'll take my lady's ring. Mm-hmm. There. Oh, a little gold mirror.
Oh, what's the matter?
The lady's dead. I know she's cold. Son, that no good vesta. Throw it around her shoulder so she won't wake him. Mm-hmm. We don't want it.
All right. There she goes.
All right, now let's get out of here and hurry up.
Right. Sleep well, noble lord and lady. And thanks for everything.
Hey, cuckoo. You're a cuckoo. You're a cuckoo.
What is that?
It's cuckoo. You're a cuckoo. Oh, cuckoo.
It's the cuckoo bird. Wake up.
Well, what's the matter?
I was asleep and I heard... What did I dream? I heard the cuckoo.
Oh, whether you did or not, I'm glad I woke up. I'm freezing.
That's funny. I feel so warm. Hector, look.
What is it?
I have on a man's vest. A vest like Garth used to wear.
Where did it come from?
Well, I don't know. Hector, where's your coat? What's happened?
Why, it's gone. And the gold cup's gone, too.
My ring. My mirror.
That old woman who gave us the mead. She gave us a sleeping potion and robbed us.
She's cuckoo.
Listen.
What now?
I thought I heard the cuckoo again. Oh, Hector, darling, let's go back home.
Home? We can't. The creditors took everything.
Oh, I don't mean that great barn of a place in the city. I mean, let's go back to the village. The shoe shop and Garth.
The shoe shop?
Yes. Oh, I don't know what's happened. Maybe it's just seeing this vest that's like Garth, or maybe just having it on. It makes me want to be happy and contented like he was when we left.
The old vest makes me homesick, too.
Let's forget the city and fine clothes and parties. Let's go back to Garth.
But, Fairly, maybe he wouldn't want us.
Oh, yes, he would. And besides, the cuckoo is due back soon.
That's right. We can wish for more money.
Or something better. Oh, Hector, come on. Let's hurry.
Well, Hector, all through with that pair of shoes?
No, not quite, Garth. You know, it just suddenly struck me again how curiously and wonderfully everything's worked out. All three of us returning to the shop at the same time.
You'd been a guest of the king himself, Garth, but you left to look for us.
And for my magic vest, which that valet finally got in sight of me.
Yes, but imagine our winding up with it, thanks to those robbers.
Yes, thanks to them. Really, they did all of us such a good turn, I sort of find myself wondering now and then.
Wondering what, Garth?
Well, was it just a freak of fate that you should have met up with the very people who had my magic vest, or
what?
Or could they have been sort of led to you?
Led to us? By whom?
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
The cuckoo! The very creature I had in mind. Oh, cuckoo, where are you?
Howdy-do to one and all. Thought I'd drop around and call.
Well, cuckoo! Oh, it's so wonderful to see you again, cuckoo. The nest on the hearth is waiting for you.
And in return, would you have more leaves of peace and contentment, Garth?
Oh, yes, cuckoo, yes.
And you, Hector, more gold?
Oh, no, cuckoo.
Bring us the magic leaves of contentment, too.
And goodwill. Goodwill for all.
Could you, Magic Cuckoo?
Indeed and indeed. With the greatest of pleasure. For I'm a bird most unusual. Truly, I am. A cuckoo. I'm cuckoo. Yes, cuckoo. I fly around the world doing good where I can. I'm cuckoo. Indeed, yes. I'm cuckoo. I can bring you a gift, whatever you ask. Be with help. Fame or wealth, for me it's no task. But contentment is best. You'll find out that is true. Not cuckoo. Not cuckoo. Not cuckoo.
And that's the story of the Magic Cuckoo. The pretenders for today were Hector,
Michael O'Dang,
Garth,
Robert Moran,
Fairleigh,
Sybil Trent,
Farmer Bleak,
Cameron Andrews,
the King,
Donald Madden,
the Queen,
Daisy Alden,
the Valet,
Jack Rhymes,
the Magic Cuckoo,
Arthur Anderson,
the Old Woman,
Gwen Davies,
and her son,
Jerry Rockwood.
The original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is directed by Gene Height and written for radio by Johanna Johnston. Let's Pretend comes to you from New York City. So remember, if you live nearby or come visiting, you can come and see a broadcast any Saturday. Write for free tickets to CBS Radio, New York City. Oh, Pretenders, what's the happiest holiday in springtime? Easter, of course. It's a holiday when we celebrate love and hope and all the brand new growing things of a beautiful springtime world. So, especially for Easter, we're bringing you a story next week filled with some of those happy things that symbolize Easter. Flowers, little animals, and birds. It's one of your all-time favorites, the story of Thumbelina. Be listening next week.